You Have More Influence Than You Think, Chapter 2. For a long time, researchers were uncovering the fact that people are overconfident when it comes to thinking they are more athletic, moral, creative, and a better driver than the average person. But it also turns out that in the latest research, people report that they're less social than the average person. And this even includes college-age kids report that they went to fewer parties, have fewer friends, dined out less, and saw their extended family less, and were further removed from the inner circle or the in-crowd than their peers. So why are people overconfident in the other things and underconfident in winning friends and influencing people? It's because in comparing themselves to the first few things, people look inward to their own experience. But in comparing themselves when being social, they're comparing themselves to other people. And inevitably, other people who are seemingly very social. And the same holds true with how much influence we think we have, because we always compare ourselves to people who have lots of influence. Social media influencers, trendsetters, gurus, power brokers, etc. But comparing yourself to someone who has 100,000 Instagram followers doesn't mean that you're an inferior influencer. Their studies show that the average person thinks they have less influence on social media than the average person. We tend to estimate our likability and our power of persuasion, and sometimes we're overly aggressive with tactics in order to gain influence that we don't realize we already have. There's a phenomenon called the liking gap. Studies would make people interact and then interview each one afterwards, and on average, people thought that the person they just interacted with did not like them as much as they actually did. And people who are more shy display an even larger liking gap. And typically we miss, while in conversation, cues from our partner that they like us, whereas a third party watching the interaction can spot them easily. In Robert Cialdini's book, Influence, he made this one of the six principles of persuasion, the liking principle, which is that people are more persuaded by people they like. So if people like you more than you realize, it means you have more influence than you think. We assume that people are going to be critical of what we have to say, and this has been growing on social media, which studies have shown systematically incentivizes moral outrage. But in everyday life, this is really not the case. People are generally inclined to agree with what you say. First of all, people aren't really listening or remembering most of what you say. They only remember about 10%, even if it's right after the conversation. A lot of influence happens without people carefully considering the facts. And Robert Cialdini calls this the click-whir response, also known as the mindlessness, ostensibly thoughtful action. The mindlessness of ostensibly thoughtful action. It's called the fuzzy trace theory. We process information in two ways. One is in one area of the brain where we process and remember it verbatim. Another area is where we simultaneously process the gist of what was said. We encode a fuzzy trace of the actual message. But the verbatim part fades much more quickly than the gist part. So don't worry so much about whether you say the right thing or not, because most people are just remembering the gist, not how well or poorly you said something. In communicating, there's an assumption that what the other person is saying is true. And in order for us to understand a piece of information, we have to accept that it's true. And then we could decide whether to believe it or not believe it. But the thing is, unbelieving something is actually very difficult. We tend to default towards belief rather than disbelief, even when we're unable to fully process something. This does not apply to like ads or political viewpoints, because we don't necessarily trust the source of the thing, and so we can reject it immediately if it doesn't line up with our initial beliefs. So we don't believe everything we hear, but we're all people, not ads. So when we talk with other people, they do believe us generally. And most people don't talk about politics and social issues in everyday life. They talk about work, relationships, money, leisure activities, other people, and appearances. We tend to think people believe things based on their merits by considering the facts and judging and behaving accordingly, but this is not true. because social norms have a much bigger influence. So just by stating what you think, it has a bigger impact than you realize, because it might influence what other people think. This may not always be a great thing, because we are all a little bit gullible, and sometimes digesting things on a gist level results in misinformation and undesirable consequences, which will be explored later. So as long as you deliver what you say in a calm manner, people are generally inclined to believe it. When people shout, it actually is a representation of their underconfidence in their power of persuasion generally. Studies show that assertive messages tend to backfire, whereas gentler ones have influence. And this is true regardless of whether they're open or not to hearing your opinion. So when we feel like our message isn't landing, we tend to turn up the volume and talk louder, but that actually makes it less effective. Of course, there are contexts where it is appropriate to raise your voice, like if you're part of a systematically oppressed group and you're speaking out. Someone else from outside that group to try and do tone policing, as it's called, would not be appropriate, because the group clearly needs to express its pain and anger that comes from the oppression. But when we disagree with an opinion, we're not really being oppressed. We're just feeling strongly about an issue. And we would fare a lot better if we just calmed down in order to be influential. Overconfidence tends to get more of the limelight in terms of error, but underconfidence is an error, because although we may work harder and be more open to people's advice, we tend to work too hard and over-rely on other people's advice. Worrying about every little detail can be inefficient and self-defeating, and it can lead people to remain silent out of overblown fears of being disliked and saying the wrong thing. So to sum up, however large you think your social network is, round up. Whatever impression you think you make on other people, assume it's a little better. Whatever pushback you're expecting to get, assume it's a little less. And whatever advice you're about to give, you could probably make it a little gentler.